Cheater on the Rood with Lee Papa and Jeff Kreisler, Thursdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on the Progressive Radio Network.
You really want to talk about that?
I didn't even say a thing. I don't know what you're talking about.
No. You want to bring it up.
I didn't want to bring it up.
Hey, good evening, New York City and the rest of America.
Somebody's got to know about it. I mean, I did
yes,
it, so someone's got
to
know
about
it.
You need to tell people.
Welcome to another episode of Cheater and the Rood. I am Jeff Kreisler.
And I am Lee Papa, the writer of the blog The Rood Pundit.
Listen, everybody, I just want to say Lee is an extremely talented entertainer, writer, thought-provoking thought leader, and I don't know exactly what it is that I do, but in the last few weeks I've done a lot of different things, and I've realized I just this weekend performed from a high school reunion.
Listen, Jeff's going to finger his own prostate for you.
And got a standing ovation. I didn't even want to do it. I didn't do my ad. It was very lovely. It was like, captain.
Good.
And I realized on the way over here that it took a lot of years, but I finally won high school.
You did.
I am the greatest.
Did you get to bang that high school chick you always wanted to bang?
I did not, and I didn't actually want to bang her in high school. I was a very demure guy. I just wanted to make out with her a little bit. I just wanted to, like, press her face against me.
Against where?
My face, mostly.
Oh,
I wasn't,
okay.
Like, really... I don't know. In high school, it wasn't all about sex and the stuff. It was more like, oh, you're kind of... You look pretty, and you have a nice brain. Can I put things inside of it?
Wow. Yeah. Wow. You know, that's really kind of an appropriate way of
they
talking
call it a
about
segue.
Us talking about this week's news, where it's been all about the fucking, hasn't it?
All about the fucking. Everybody's all about the fucking. Ah! Sorry.
I mean, you know, we've had, we have the IMF guy.
International Monetary Fuck.
Yes. We'll get to Dominique Strauss-Kahn in a moment. But I would have to say my favorite abuse of power story this week, because it's not as heartbreaking as the IMF one, would have to be...
What?
The Arnold Schwarzenegger story... about Arnold Schwarzenegger having an affair with his nanny, the housekeeper. Sorry, the housekeeper.
Right. Well, everyone's heard about this
14 years ago.
But what they haven't discovered is apparently there is now making the rounds a sort of a reenactment.
Yes. In fact, we're going to present for you our new segment, Bad Accent Theater. Bad.
Good evening, and welcome to another episode of Bad Accent Theater. I'm Phineas T. Picklebottom, and along with me is...
Jasper Q. Mangoo.
That wasn't even an accent at all.
No, it was more of just a proper voice. I didn't know we were going right into the accent.
Well, no, we're not, for this is the thing by the fireplace.
Well, tonight's episode presents a look inside of the bedroom of the housekeeper of a well-known Hollywood actor, a well-known immigrant Hollywood actor.
Oh, this would be delightful. And now, a scene from Bad Accent Theater.
Who is it?
It's not a tumor. It's me. Come in.
Oh, senor, I so do like when you use your movie lines on me. It is so seductive.
It reminds me how to keep my accent. It's not a tumor. It's my dick. Come clean it with your face.
Oh, I see the steroids have been very muy, muy, muy good to you.
That's not my dick either. That's a large piece of acne to the left.
Oh, there, senor. There, yes. Well, senor, I hope that when the day is over, you will still give me time off to go see my Sikh mother.
I will definitely do that if I can pump you up with my little tumor dick.
That's not even a line of yours, but senor, you are still so, so handsome. You are so handsome. I just want a better life for me and my family.
I can take you from this bad life and give you a better life if you get to the chopper. And by chopper, I mean my dick.
Oh, senor, of course I will. How would you like to do this?
Get to the chopper! Oh. Get to the chopper! Oh, you are at the chopper now.
Yes, senor.
That is... Don't talk, please. It's for the... It's not the tumor. I have to find my accent again.
It is bad accent theater, see. But senor, would you like me to dust you? Would you like me to vacuum you up,
yes,
senor?
Yes, spending so much time with the Kennedys, I'm always constantly covered by scales and the fur and the dust from all of the remaining children that they do not tell people about. About that hang from the rafters and sprinkle onto my bedroom.
Oh, senor, I do not want to know any secrets. You see, that is how you get a green card revoked.
Well, if you want to get a green card opposite of revoked, which is poor, I'll push you up.
Senor, I do not understand why you want to have sex with me when you have such a beautiful wife.
Because, A, my wife is Skeletor, and B, what I have learned from Bill Clinton, and now I look at when I love you, I turn into you with my accent. Get to the chopper! What I have learned is that the unattractive women don't talk. And you, you're not such. Get to the chopper! My chopper! Get to it!
Senor, do you not feel that you are exploiting me?
Yes, I am exploiting you. You are like the steroid in my bloodstream that I will inject and make myself feel like a man because I will dominate you. You are like the small stars and planets, and I am Mr. Universe, and I will surround you with more scales from unnamed Kennedy babies.
Senor, even as you fuck me from behind, I still find it ironic that even though we are both immigrants, I will never be accepted in America the same way you are. I don't know why I pronounce my THs like Zs, but it is a certain affliction I have from staying around you for all these years just gazing upon muscular essence.
I like it when you talk while I do things to you from behind, woman who sounds like the lady from Family Guy.
I need you to please, senor, please make a donation to Cesar Chavez's
I'll donate to the Chavez
union.
Ravine, which is the name of the place where the Dodgers play, and you said Cesar Chavez, and it also has a sort of vaginal connotation.
I'm just trying to stand up for my people.
You know what, so that we don't seem too much like just morning drive-by radio guys, we should make a statement, and that is that it is always ironic and yet never surprising when the party of family values shows once again that they are hypocrites only using language to manipulate the masses they believe to be too stupid to realize what it is that they're actually doing, much as they do with economic policy and foreign policy. It's just a matter of them repeating things frequently enough so that other people believe them, even though the back doors they are actually dirty, thieving politicians just like everyone else. Get to the chopper!
Oh, senor, when you sound like Henry Kissinger, it makes me so hot.
Get to the chopper!
Yes.
Get to the chopper!
And now, it is time for me to go finish my job. I hope that the steroids have certainly kept you sterile as long as well as shrinking your penis size.
Don't worry. They have a whole wing of the Kennedy compound for taking care of mutant babies that no one wants to have. So that was...
That was one little scene from Bad Accent Theater. Did you have more of that scene you wanted to listen to, Phineas T. Pickenbottoms?
Well, I could have done that scene all night long.
Yes, that's what she said. Do we have an ending to this thing we're doing?
I believe the music surges.
And then fades.
And then fades right after.
How about a round of applause, everyone, for Bad Accent Theater?
That was Bad Accent Theater. We hope that you enjoyed it and were enlightened and weren't at all offended, because in the end, we hope we made a political point, so therefore we could get away with our degrading racist and sexist jokes.
You know, a lot of people
That's comedy, though. Comedy is...
Don't ever use that word in this setting.
Am I degrading comedy?
Yes. Yes. No, just in general. You know, a lot of people would say liberals will always look to try to blame Bush. You actually can blame Bush for this scandal, because under Bush, Texas El Paso began exploiting the deregulated energy markets of California, and that drove up the prices. I was living there at the time, of energy, such that the recall of Gray Davis was put into motion, which got Arnold Schwarzenegger into power, which gave him the ability to have sex with a maid.
He started the affair before he was governor.
Yes, but it wouldn't have mattered if it hadn't been that he finally made governor. It would just been another Hollywood schmuck who had sex with a maid.
But he's not the governor anymore.
But he's more high... Prof.
You know. Sometimes we got it. We straddle a line here between what's offensive and what's not. For instance, could we get that, Katie? Could we get that number two clip and get ready for that? Yes, that's the one. And just what if say we're talking about Dominique Strauss-Kahn?
DSK.
Yes, Dominique Strauss-Kahn, and who is accused of doing something horrible.
Horrible. Let's put aside what his position was. It's not having consensual sex with the maid. It's
no,
having...
no. Forget that. I mean, that's why we feel we can make fun of Schwarzenegger. But you have to ask, where's the line?
Mm-hmm.
Where do we offend? Do we offend if, say, we're talking about Dominique Strauss-Kahn, who is accused of raping a housekeeper?
Attempted rape?
Accused of raping, sexual assault on a housekeeper at the Sofitel Hotel in New York.
Bad man.
But is this clip, perhaps, if we were to use this to reference
is this
it,
Is this offensive?
That's the question.
I tell you what, you stop resisting me, and I will stop resisting you.
Now, you know, that's the question. Is it offensive to play that clip? Is it offensive, in fact, to play the other clip? Also, say we were doing a bit about it, and we played that clip also.
It's a good question.
Vous chantez, vous entrez nous. Elle est très bien, voulez-vous? Château douce, château triste, even more so when we kiss.
I think what's only offensive about that is it's someone at, what's the name of the company that made it? Warner Brothers? At Warner Brothers decided the sound of a cat being squeezed and escaping would be the same as the sound of a balloon being squeezed and then a popped bottle of champagne.
Perhaps this is where our morality has changed over the years.
Yes,
not to make too fine a point of it, but, you know, we used to delight in Pepe Le Pew nearly raping a striped cat.
Well... I mean, a striped cat, you might as well be wearing, like, heels and a miniskirt.
Are you saying the cat was asking for it?
Yeah, the cat's walking around by herself in French neighborhoods while wearing nothing and then covering up her little nothing with just a stroke of paint. I mean, look, let's be honest here, people. Let me be real, America, and whatever other parts of this country are listening. You walk outside wearing a little stripe of paint... And that's asking to be squeezed like a balloon and popped like a champagne bottle. I don't think I'm saying anything we're not all thinking.
That's true. However, we're...
I'm just talking about the cartoons.
We're left with this line, this very fine line. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, then again, there's other stories of sex in the news this week that really there's no line. I mean, the Schwarzenegger housekeeper thing, yes, there's that has the potential to offend because of the power differential and all of that.
Yes.
The Dominique Strauss-Kahn story is just a terrible story.
Ooh, so terrible.
You know, whether the allegations are true, it's terrible.
Do you think it was a setup by Sarkozy to take out a political rival? He is close to Obama. They both have the hot wives.
I find
send a little ecstasy and someone in with a French maid outfit. I mean, is it not a bit convenient?
I find it convenient that just a few weeks before, Dominique Strauss-Kahn, who was who has been accused of having a kind of not just being a womanizer, but of being an aggressive womanizer, said to an interviewer, and you know what, by the way, I might be accused of rape someday.
Aww.
You know, you could say that either he was setting himself up to be acquitted.
Or setting up his own advance Insanity and defense?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. However, but there is one story that the lines, there's no line.
Before we get to that, I just want to say what
one more Dominique's.
I think in reality, my comment about it being a setup and belittling the fact the French made outfit and all that is probably in reality more offensive than the cartoon
cat. Than the Pepe Le Pew.
Yeah, I think some people.
Pepe Le Pew just makes fun of the French.
You have a point. Mr. Pundit of the Rude.
Yes, there is one story that unimpeachably is worthy of all derision and scorn.
Derision and scorn.
And we will get to that story right after we take a quick break.
Cheater and the Rude after dark. It's true, it's getting closer to the summer solstice, so maybe it's not dark where you are, but it's dark where we are. Inside the soul of powerful, pasty, white, male sex offender.
You know what's extra creepy?
What?
Just listeners out there, you can't see this, obviously, since you're listeners, is the way that Jeff is actually stroking delicately as if trying to entice and tease the microphone, get the mic rigid, tumescent even, and getting ready for its effulgence to spray all over the listener.
In the middle 4 years of my career as a stand-up, I use the microphone as like a foil, a character. I was like, hey, Mr. Microphone. So I think I'm tapping into that right now. This one probably wouldn't fit in my butt, though.
Oh, you know what? I think if you would like us to try, we could try on the air.
We should film it and then send it to Bin Laden's corpse and see if he wants to see that.
That was it. That was the unimpeachably funny thing that we can deride, which is that Osama Bin Laden was...
Spanking the monkey that hates America.
To porn that was discovered.
Porn! What is it good for, spanking your monkey?
So there you go. There you go, Al-Qaeda members. Not only was he, as I said a week or two ago,
taking a shit in the toilet while you're...
in a nice toilet while you're, you know, rubbing your balls on rocks just to... So that
I like how we both avoided the scorpion thing that we decided before was already someone else's.
Yes, that was somebody else's.
Not only is he doing that living in a compound with Fritos and VCRs...
But he had in his little TV room, you saw the picture there of him sitting watching, he had moisturizer there.
Oh, yeah.
And he had an herbal Viagra there. That so he not only was masturbating to the porn,
he was doing it in style.
He was not only doing it with the moisturizer. He needed to get to use a sexual stimulant.
He'd seen so much porn that he's no longer aroused.
Oh my God! Can you imagine stuck for 5 years straight in a place and the degradation kind of porn that you would eventually work your way up to. I mean, certainly, I bet he started with...
Do you think they were burning trash or, like, big buckets of jizz?
I think that they were... Yes, that was lots and lots of used Kleenex.
Now, listen, I think everyone out there has probably heard plenty of jokes about the titles of the porn that they were watching. I don't even know what they were, because I try not to pay attention to...
Al Jazeera.
Right, exactly. But we are actually thinking about, like, some of the classic porn titles and trying to figure out why Bin Laden may have been interested in them. I don't know if we came to any conclusions, but I'm going to throw out Lee.
Yes.
Behind the Green Door.
Behind the Green Door. I believe that was probably his entry level porn.
Mm-hmm.
That was like the first porn he saw, and he thought originally it was actually going to contain the plans to getting into the White House.
Right, because the Situation Room actually is behind
a green door.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly. So he thought that, and then he started watching the porn, and then all of a sudden he saw Marilyn Chambers in there getting group banged, and he thought, this is what goes on in the White House?
It is symbol for American perversity. I can't do accents.
We've passed bad accents here.
Yes.
You know what you can do? Just make Osama bin Laden like a dickish version of yourself.
You could say, what, this is what they're doing in the White House? Those cocksuckers.
What? Okay, next movie.
Let me throw one out.
Throw one out of me.
How about Debbie Does Dallas?
Well, Bin Laden was known to target high-value targets, such as the Trade Center and Pentagon and everything. But I think as Al-Qaeda was evolving and he was realizing that they were focusing on defending those areas, he was looking for a lesser target, a target that really the loss of which no one would care about. Dallas is a great example. Still a large city, but frankly, most people would be happy if Dallas got wiped off the face of the earth. So Debbie Does Dallas was his way of saying, hey, maybe this is, again, a blueprint for how we can train someone, maybe a disaffected American. Like, there was a woman, there was a white woman who he recruited.
You're saying that there was, these are the excuses he would maybe give.
Well, no, I think initially, like you said, the entryway was the behind the green door. Debbie Does Dallas also, he was still innocently sort of stumbling upon things, saying, I know this is not good news. How do I watch? What else can I get? What is the plot line? Like, he's not interested in pizza delivery guys. He wants a plot.
He wants a real plot.
Right.
Yeah.
So, Debbie Does Dallas was a way for him to learn how to recruit a disaffected American white girl named Debbie to do Dallas.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
One last one for you.
Yes.
Why do you think Bin Laden was interested in the classic porn flick Edward Penis Hands?
Edward Penis Hands, because he had multiple wives, he needed to, sometimes they would all get, feel horny at the same time. And since they're your wives, you don't actually want to send your guards or something to fuck your wives. I mean, if you're Osama Bin Laden, you don't want the guard fucking your wife.
Unless you get to a point of pornography where you like to film that and create your own, but that's another issue.
Right, exactly.
He wasn't there yet. That was next
week. No. That was, we actually stopped him from filming. Good. That's why, you know what? That's why I didn't have a gun. Right. His hands were occupied.
That's true. That's also why we sent him in now, because the right wing didn't want him producing porn.
Yes. So that would be so that he could see a way to pleasure multiple times his wives. I've got one more for you.
Ooh, give it to me.
The Devil in Miss Jones.
The Devil in Miss Jones. Well, I mean, I think that was, again, sort of a documentary. I mean, Keeping Up with the Joneses is sort of symbolic with the sense of American consumerism and the ongoing need to always be consumers, I guess, repeating myself. And the devil is what drives the desire to be consumers. The capitalist society, which he firmly believes was the end of all things because the only good stuff it produced was porn.
See, here's what I think. I think that the reason that Al-Qaeda has not been able to attack the United States again is actually due to the amount of pornography that Osama bin Laden has been watching.
I can't do anything.
You sit there and you watch enough porn, you jack off, you think, you've got all kinds of ambitions for the day, and then, your copy of Who's Nailin' Palin catches your eye, and you wonder, maybe I want to check out that Sarah Palin form. Maybe I want to see Sarah Palin get fisted in front and behind, and then...
Well, it's not just that.
How can you plan a jihad? How can you plan a jihad when you're fondling your own balls?
Testify!
When you're sitting on a strap-on that your wife... And you're making your wives watch. You're making your wives watch.
Watch that!
That's right. And then at some point...
Get to the chopper!
You just keep moving down...
God damn!
Down the road! Down the road! Strangle porn!
Jihad!
Strangle porn! You start thinking strangle porn. You start moving on, eventually you get to snuff films.
Oh, isn't that, again, training. It's training material.
That's what I think that...
And Bangin' Palin, I think he probably liked, because I will get the future leader of the country. Do we have a Bangin' Palin clip?
I do not have a Bangin' Palin
clip. We were going to look at that through some... We have a few minutes left, Lee. We were going to talk about Huckabee bailing out because he doesn't have anyone to have an affair with because he's a fat, annoying fuck. Maybe Gingrich and Paul Ryan having their little brawl. You got a quick 10-second thought? Nothing?
10-second thought on Huckabee. Yes, he should not tour with Ted Nugent because he really doesn't have the chops on bass. I think that really this time could be best spent going to the rock fantasy camp, and which is what it seems like he really wants to do, considering that he was jamming with Ted Nugent before.
Most people used to become president so that they could then go tour. Now people just run for president or pretend to so they can tour. There was a story in Texas, speaking of which, by the way, I don't really hate Dallas. Dallas is okay. The rest of Texas, except for Austin, can suck it. But there was the Starbucks in Texas that fired a dwarf. Just so we don't think that the abuse of power is isolated solely with Schwarzenegger and DSK and Bin Laden. It's everywhere, people abusing their position.
Quite possibly my favorite story of the week. Oh, can we have a swoosh? We need a swoosh for this story.
Katie, our wonderful, talented engineer.
Dateline El Paso.
El Paso.
Starbucks sued a dwarf barista. Starbucks fired a dwarf barista who is now suing Starbucks. Starbucks claimed that she was too short to.
Everything's bigger in Texas, right. Except the baristas.
Except the baristas.
And the hearts of the Texans.
Yes, yes. So she asked for a stool or a stepladder to perform her job, and Starbucks denied it, saying that she's just going to end up burning people, probably right in the crotch, considering where she'd be when she spilled their coffee.
Right, but that's...
But, you know, again, here we go again. Degradation joke or comedy? What is it?
Well, wouldn't a joke be comedy? What do you mean? I missed
a degradation. Is it degradation? I'm sorry. Is the joke degradation, or do we just then palm it off as comedy?
Well, I think you have to make sure that you attack the right party in there. You don't make too many short jokes. You make some more like Starbucks $2.50 coffee jokes.
Really? That's lame.
I know,
short
it's
jokes
lame.
Are way funnier.
Short people got no reason for working at Starbucks.
Wow.
Hey, Katie, can we get a swoosh? Can we get a... Oh, yeah, that was good. It reminds me of that time. All right, it's time for Would You Rather. Yeah, Lee, it's time for Would You Rather. Don't give me that look that the viewers aren't existing. Yeah, we have 1 minute. Okay, you want to go or you want me to go?
You go, you go.
Would you rather jerk off while watching porn with Osama bin Laden, the living version of him, sit in the room and jerk off with him, or bet your life savings on Newt Gingrich's marriage ending in non-intentional death?
Okay. I'm going to go with, just because I think it'd be freaky, jacking off with bin Laden.
Fair enough. You
yes.
got one for me?
Well, yes, I do. Right. Would you rather wear antlers in a forest where Ted Nugent is bow hunting or have sex with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
I would like to have sex with Arnold Schwarzenegger. That's not even really an issue. I'm not too scared of Ted Nugent, because really the dude is just drunk and talks a big game. You know, he cries at home under the sheets, his little My Little Pony duvet. But Schwarzenegger, to be one of the many, one of the it's like climbing Mount Kilimanjaro. You only do it once, and then you die from herpes.
This has been Cheater in the Rude, featuring Lee Papa. That's me.
That's you. What's the name of your blog?
My blog is rudepundit.blogspot.com. You can pick up a copy of my book, The Rude Pundit's Almanac, at orbooks.com and on your Amazon. You can also follow me on Twitter, at rudepundit.
I'm Jeff Chrysler. You can check out jeffchrysler.com, or if you can't spell that, getrichcheating.com. I got shows coming up around New York for the Young Dems, for this and that. Just check it out. Shoot us an email. Go let us both know what you think on Facebook. Search for Cheater and the Rude. We got a page there. My Twitter is Jeff Chrysler. Every Thursday, 8 p.m., Cheater and the Rude on
PRN.